original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Vibration. I'm your host, Davey Crockett, broadcasting from our beautiful spaceship in Sherman Oaks space. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just so excited to be here with y'all today. Oh, by golly gosh, how's everyone doing on this beautiful Sunday filled with love, light, laughter, joy, and excitement? We're just bumping. Wow. You guys like music? Cause so do I. We got Yo, guys, you know how we like to get the energy swirling in the studio, all your chakras spinning, and your mind thinking. What's going on? This is Dave's Good Vibration Station, the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. What do we mean by that? Well, I'll tell you, pretty much make you a happier person, give you excitement, more laughter, more joy. That's what a higher vibration is, right? Higher vibration, higher frequency, higher state of being, right? That's what the show is about. Dave's Good Vibration Station. So, if there's something, right, that you feel like you could improve your vibration with, let us know if you want to. 323-203-0815, once again, 323-203-0815. You can also email me live on the air. That's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. I love all you guys. Just know that. And I really, really do appreciate all the emails. Love it, love it, love it. You guys are the best. And I can't wait to receive more. It's the best. So, guys, we got a wonderful show set up for you today. We have the one, the only, Dr. Michelle. How you doing today? Well, I'm doing just great, Doc. Can you hear us very well? Let's see. I can kind of hear you, Doc. Can you hear me now, Doc?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah? What about now? Yeah? Oh, there we go. Huh. That's infinitely better. Doc, how you doing today?
I'm doing really well. Thank you. Appreciate you having me on the show.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Doc. It is always a pleasure to have you on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Michelle, you got to make sure to check her out every Friday on the couch at 11 o'clock on where? LATalkRadio.com. Channel 1. You can't miss it. She's awesome. I asked Doc today. I talked to her last week. I said, hey, Doc, is there any way that you would be interested in coming on my show next Sunday? And what did she say out of the good gracious of her heart? She said, sure, Dave.
Sure, Dave.
What an awesome woman. Doc Michelle, how you doing today?
Thank you. Hey, I feel wonderful. What a beautiful day it is out here in Los Angeles.
What a beautiful day.
Sorry to people on the other side of the country and in colder climates out there, but it is, wow, mid-70s with sun shining here in Southern California.
It really is. It's perfect.
We're blessed here.
It is such a blessing to be down here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Doc, you know why you're calling in. I know why you're calling in, but do the listeners. Well, guys, what we're going to be talking about today is something that I feel is fundamentally important to following your excitement and following your dreams and your passions. That's not what we are going to be talking about, but what we are talking about is fundamental to following your dreams and your passions.
Yeah.
What we're talking about today, guys, is staying in the same situation for years and years and years and watching your dreams, your passions float by. This is what we're talking about. I've seen it happen. It happens, and it's easy. It's very easy for this to occur. You get in a routine. You get into a schedule that's it's so comfortable. It's nice to you, right? It resonates with you. This is good. This is comfortable. I go to work. I come home. I do the same thing every day, right? Well, what happens after you've been doing the same thing every day for, 6 years? Well, that's 6 years of your life that you could have achieved a goal that you once had when you were 20 years old. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Doc, the reason why I brought you on the show is because, number one, you're amazing, and I love the energy that you bring.
Thank you.
That you bring to the studio. Number two, more than anything, I'd love a psychological, almost like a psychological analysis, or not even analysis, maybe just, we can start out with some few experiences, people that you've seen maybe, or certain experiences that you've had or that you're familiar with, where you know somebody or you yourself had an experience where you definitely had your passion or a dream or something that you set your goals to, or you knew somebody and they got in a very comfortable situation. Things happened, where they, financially needed to be supported. So they had to get, a 9-to-5 and
right.
They find a girlfriend or a boyfriend and it's the same routine and they get a place and it's the same thing over and over. But soon enough, you look in the mirror, you're 50 years old, and you have been doing the same thing for the past 20 years. Do you know what I'm saying, Doc? And I met somebody like this. This is why I'm having the show this Sunday, is because I met an individual that was telling me how he never got to fulfill his dreams because he needed money and he had to drop everything and get a job, right? And after that, he couldn't get out. He told me himself, he goes, I did not know how to get out of being stuck.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I literally felt like I was stuck. I did not know how to change. He also said to me, he said that he has changed now. He said that he's changed his life now for the better, which is great. And he said he's been playing music. That was his passion. He said he's been playing a lot more music, this and that. But he said that He was afraid, right? Get this. He was afraid. He was actually scared to do something different. He was scared to break the routine. Doc, why is that?
Well, it depends on what he was afraid of. Was he afraid of not having income so his family would suffer? If that's the case, then I think that's very honorable that he would be thinking of other people.
Absolutely.
Did he tell you specifically what he was afraid of?
No. He told me that he was fearful of breaking his habits, though. He was fearful of breaking the chain. You know what I'm saying? Go on, Doc.
No, I think a lot of people can get very comfortable in their routine.
Right.
And when they're working, whatever schedule they're working or jobs, we do get very comfortable in our routine. But if we have other hopes or dreams, I think it's important to open the possibility of pursuing and enjoying some of those dreams, even if you can't, do it on a full-time basis.
Yes.
If you can do it on a part-time or couple of hours a week basis or whatever it
Absolutely.
Would be.
Absolutely.
You try to join groups or meet people who you can enjoy your passion with, whether it's music, musicians, artists.
Yes.
Take your palette and your paint and your materials out to the mountains or the ocean or wherever and start painting. Whatever you can do to fulfill some of your creative passions or your social needs or whatever.
Absolutely.
Take time out to do that.
I agree, Doc. I have a question for you. How easy is it to go to work, to come home, to turn the TV on, to put your dinner in the microwave, and to watch TV until it's time to go to bed? And then you wake up, you take a shower, you got to be to work at 9 o'clock, you get off, come home, you get your dinner, put it in the microwave, turn your TV on. Do you know what I'm saying? How easy is it? Not only how easy is it, but how many examples around the world, just simply from, stereotypes alone, stereotypes, sure, but also from, personal experiences, people that you know. I mean, obviously, you it's not like you're going to be spying on your friends and stuff to see if they're watching TV or reading a book or whatever they're doing. But what I'm saying is, I can definitely tell you that there is, a good percentage of society that sticks to that routine. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And just think about this. Think about when you see a movie, right? A movie with a regular housewife and a husband. You know what I'm saying? What do you see? What do you see in the movies? Every single movie, what do you see? The husband goes to work, he comes home, wife has dinner ready for him, right?
Right.
And he watches the TV. He watches the football. He watches the football game.
Yeah.
Right? Or he watches his favorite TV show, whatever. But
yes.
And I'm not saying that's bad, Doc. Don't get me wrong. And listeners out there, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it's unhealthy to watch the TV and hang out. Like, do I think TVs are the best thing? No, I think that there's, definitely better ways that we could be spending our time. But I'm super guilty of it. I love watching TV. I mean, I find great enjoyment out of just, getting lost in, some other parallel reality that's happening on my TV screen. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
But fundamentally, when it comes to your dreams, this is what I'm talking about. When it comes to your dreams and your passions and fulfilling those dreams and those passions and coming to terms with yourself, allowing your true self, your excited self, that feeling of knowing that you're doing your passions, knowing that you do the things that you love.
Right.
So, Doc, my question for you is, let's say that I am a 30-year-old man, right?
Yes.
Who works a 9-to-5, who's been doing the same thing for the past 8 years.
Yes. Okay.
I love my life. Don't get me wrong. I'm making pretty good money. I'm making great money. I have a beautiful house, a beautiful wife. Everything's great. Life is great.
Yeah.
But yeah. I've always wanted to be a musician. Ever since I was 15 years old to this day, I've had this passion of being a musician, of playing music, and of getting up on stage and getting a band together, right?
Okay.
But, Doc, I work so much. Literally, Doc, I have no time. I have no time. I work Monday through Friday, okay?
Yes.
And I get up. I take a shower, I get my breakfast, I go to work, I come home, and I'm exhausted. All I want to do is eat dinner, watch TV, go to bed. The weekends comes around, and then I want to spend my weekends with my wife because I spend all of my time at work anyways.
And
when I come home from work, sure, we spend time together, but then I go to bed.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? What would you say? What would you say to this man? What would you suggest to him? Because I'm making a suggestion. Yes.
And he's working and he's complaining about his work in terms of being fatigued all the time, but he has to work, right?
Right, of course. He has bills to pay for. He has a great job, though, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Does he like his job?
It is what it is. Think of the average American. Ask the average man walking down the side of the street. Take 100 dudes and ask them what they do, and then if they like their jobs, and then just get the average answer out of that. That's how he feels about his job.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think what I would say to him is that I think he's really admirable. I think he's really a good person for trying hard and working hard and being. Whatever 9-to-5 guy or whatever he does, I'd say he's admirable and he's really doing his part in society and contributing to his family, and I think that's wonderful. But if he's vastly unhappy inside, I would ask him to really take a look at, like you said, he wants to be a musician. Take a look at the things that would bring him joy.
Right.
And we have to have balance in our lives.
We absolutely do.
We have to have downtime.
Yes.
I would suggest that he, in your example, I don't know how far along of a musician he is. Is he just an occasional guitar player who wants a band? Or, it just depends.
No,
does he want to pursue music and be a superstar? Or
absolutely. No, I see exactly where you're coming from, Doc. Well, it was more of like... he had the dream type thing, but, it's not like he's going to drop his life to become a musician.
Yes.
No. What I'm saying is, I don't even think that it should get to a point inside an individual where they become vastly unhappy before they need to make a change, a shift. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that's also part of our problem as people in the society is we wait until the breaking point to change. Do you know what I'm saying? We wait.
Sure, I do.
We
sure.
wait until we're about to snap. Until we're finally like, okay, well, maybe I should change something considering my mental state is just AWOL right now, right?
Right.
I'll tell you, somebody extremely close to me, he was working his ass off. He was working his ass off. He was going crazy over it. People at work were getting on his ass. Everybody at work was getting on his ass. Do this for me, do that. Not to mention he's also a manager. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this man is one of the greatest men that I know and literally has provided like nonstop his entire life for, his family. And and I mean, if you guys had the opportunity of meeting this individual, you would know of how amazing and honest of a true person he is. But what I'm saying is, even as honest and as true and as admirable and admirable, you know, as an individual as this, he got to a breaking point where he literally, he like snapped, thankfully in a good way. He told me that he snapped. He was like, Dave, I got to a point I couldn't do it. You know what he did? You know what he did, Doc?
What?
He took 3 weeks off work.
Yeah, that's good that he could.
He was like, I'm not right. But that's the type of thing that I'm talking about. I'm saying everybody has a breaking point. Everybody has a snapping point. I don't think that it takes getting to that snapping point to actually make a change. I mean, obviously for some people it does. Do you know what I'm saying? But it's choice. Well, do you want to wait until you reach your breaking point to change? Maybe it's like an orgasm, right? When I say orgasm, I don't mean it in a sexual way. I mean it as a climax of energy, an orgasm. It's an orgasm in the sense of like, You're climaxing this energy. It's like, do you know? Like,
then
it feels good to have that density, to have that level of frustration that, I can't my life. And then to be that high on like, everything sucks. And then to just be like, wait a minute, drop. And like, you know what? It's okay. I can serve myself. I can serve myself happiness. It's okay to take a break. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, it really is. And it's difficult because most of us don't know how uncomfortable we are until we start feeling really off and depressed. And things, you know, we don't feel wonderful and we don't have, you know, that charge. We don't know it sometimes until we get to the breaking point, because many of us are so, you know, on a charge. Gotta get up, gotta go. Like your friend you were talking about, gotta get up, gotta go, gotta get up, gotta. We just kind of shove a lot of that down and ignore some of the signs, which, you know, are depression and fatigue and just unhappiness and dreading to go to work, that kind of thing. I mean, that's where I get a lot of my clients from, is because people have shoved it down so long, then they finally come to me and say, my wife said I needed a therapist, or my husband said I needed to talk to somebody because they can't make me happy. They're so depressed. You know, they want to be there for me, but they need a professional. So that's, you know, that's what I see a lot of. And how, I think what you're asking me is, how can people prevent that?
Yes.
Before they break down.
Yes, exactly.
Well, and it's a difficult answer, because on one hand, people need to function, so that's how we all cope. That's how we all survive, and have always survived. If we need to, in the ancient days, go out and kill the animal to bring home to our family, if you're a man, in most cases.
Right.
Or how do we nourish the children if you're a woman and go pick berries and have enough berries to make to make food, or get the wheat, or make the bread, or what meal, or whatever we're making. You know, it's always, we all have to function. We all have things we need to do, but
exactly.
It's just, in this day and age, we really are a nation on steroids. I mean, it is.
We are.
It is, everything's fast, everything's success, everything is money, but we do have to take time out for ourselves to heal and nourish ourselves.
Right.
I would say when most people start feeling the depression, start feeling the lag, start feeling a little bit, they should really start examining what things would make them happy.
Right. And Doc,
and they don't have to dump their jobs. They don't have to quit. They don't have to, you know, destroy the family.
Right.
But they have to back off and examine what within them needs rest, or change their thinking.
Yes.
About, why am I working so hard?
Yes.
And what will really make me happy?
Yes. Doc, you said two very important things. Well, one I wanted to touch on is change your thinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
That I want to touch on in just a moment. something else that you said, which is very important, which I didn't even think of, and you're absolutely right, and I feel like this has almost everything to do with why people wait until the breaking point.
Uh-huh.
It's because you don't realize what's happening. You have no idea that you're out of alignment with yourself.
Right.
Because you're so in it. You're so focused on it. You have you're not conceptualizing your chakras, your wants, needs, desires. Are they all spinning in alignment? Do you know what I'm saying? Because when you're so out here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Out here, gotta make money, gotta do that. But wait,
right.
Do I have enough money for my car insurance? Oh, but I leased a car. Oh, my house. Oh, I gotta pay homeowners insurance. I gotta pay, all this, all these different things, right? When you're so extroverted, you have no idea what's going on internally.
Yeah.
You know what? There's this phenomenal musician. His name is Chances Are Good.
Oh yeah.
He's a poet. Yeah. Is what he is.
Yeah.
He's a poet and a musician. He's a conscious poet and a musician. What I mean by conscious is he's very like, it's all about one universal love. You know, like we are all one source. We are all infinite. We are, you know, positive. It's like positive, 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 positive charge.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that he says is, he goes, he talks about, it, he goes, like having trouble out there, like trying to, I forget the exact lyrics, but he goes like having trouble out there, trying to find a dollar for, you know, your house and trying to find gas for your car and this, all this. And what he says at the end, he lists all these things, all these materialistic items, he lists, he goes, my next door neighbor just got a bigger pool than me. Like, you know, just all these different things that we extrovert on, that we extrovert.
Right.
And then at the very end of this whole list, he goes, fuck work, introvert. And I'm just like, that's awesome. Yes. Like, he names all these things like, oh, you know, getting a bigger pool, like I said, or, you know, leasing a car and having to pay for your house and having to have the best this, having the. And then at the end, he's like, you know what? He goes, fuck work, introvert. And it's so true. If we can introvert for a minute, if we can like, okay, take all this energy that we are exuding to the external, all this energy that we are putting out onto what's going on outside of us, if we could just literally take that and keep that in. But when I say keep that in, I don't mean like keep it in, but harness it, use it, empower yourself with it by looking and seeing. Because if the energy's all out here with the cars and the this and the that, then what are we going to know? How are we going to know what's going on in here? How are your inner vessels? How are your inner pockets and your inner wants, needs? Do you know what I'm saying?
I agree with you, but I think a lot of people, as they call it, feel that they have to, as they say, keep up with the Joneses. We got to keep up with everybody else. We got to keep up. They have a bigger, better, faster.
Exactly.
You know, but you know what? If someone wants that,
that's an expression.
Great.
Yeah.
If someone wants a bigger pool,
right.
If someone wants a better car, someone will. It's okay.
Of course.
My point is that it all. It's okay. No matter what we want, except for hurting others.
Right.
No matter what we want in life, it's fine.
It is.
It all boils down to ourselves and what really makes us happy.
Right.
That's what it all boils down to.
Of course.
For me.
Of course.
If someone doesn't want, let's see. In other words, I don't judge someone for wanting a bigger pool, for wanting. It doesn't matter. Whatever makes them happy.
Of course.
That's what it all boils down to.
Of course.
You can't lose yourself you have to weigh what is most important.
Right.
You know, I do need to, you know, bring in some money. The reality is I'm not on stage performing every day, making money at it.
Right.
But I would like to really be a musician. I would like to pursue this music. So schedule your situation to where you can take your time to maybe go get some music lessons.
Right.
Get some friends who play guitars. I'm talking about this friend of yours, this man who
right.
you talked to
totally.
Said that he wanted to be a musician. You know, or this example you gave, rather.
Right, right.
You know, this, but, you know, we've got to be able to schedule time out to, you know, pursue our passions.
Yes.
Whether it's an hour a week, as small as it is, and I always encourage people. A lot of people come to me who are in a rut. Oh, yeah. I'm in this job that's, you know, I'm just demand so much of my time, and I feel so stressed, but I can't ever pursue my, you know, passion.
Right.
And I never say never.
Never say never.
Write down on paper what you can do,
right.
or word process in your notepad, whatever, what you can do a little bit each week to give yourself the time to pursue your passion. We
yes.
all have to have breaks.
Yes. Yes.
That's why I encourage people to take mental breaks every day at work.
Yeah,
they've
absolutely.
Got to take a break, and they've got to go within and relax and breathe and clarify what they need, their tasks, and be slow about thinking and give themselves time.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself, Doc.
Well, thank you.
Well, I think another reason for people getting so stuck in these routines, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back to
yeah.
the topic, back to, you know, routines and letting your dreams go and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's something else that you said. You said it's the way that people think about it. It's the way that people
yeah.
view their jobs. It's the way that
right.
people view their own individual experiences.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is, if you view yourself, there is an infinite number of yous. And what I mean by that is there can be one, and we'll use me as an example. Here's two different Davids, right?
Uh-huh.
Here's one David that goes to work and kind of like doesn't really like his job, but accepts that he has to make money and okay, I'll get this job just to make money and we'll see what the future has, right? There's one David, and trust me, that David has absolutely been there, and I have soaked that David up. I really have.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another David who's like, well, here's the thing. Same time, same situation, everything, but this is what I say. I go, wait. Right now, I'm in this job that I don't really like. I understand that. Am I going to wait for something else to come along while I just do this every single day? No. What I'm going to do is put a lot of energy into manifesting and creating and focusing my power
mm-hmm.
on bringing something that better suits my vibration. On
so
attracting.
How would you go about doing that?
Well, you put the energy out there. Number one, how would you go about doing that? Number one, you don't settle. First things first, you don't settle for what you have. You don't write yourself off. People write themselves
right.
off so easily. It,
yeah.
it is so sad how quickly people are to write themselves off. It really is. It's disheartening. Rule number one, step one of following your dreams and passions and not getting mm-hmm. caught in a routine is not writing yourself off. How do you do that?
Yeah.
Don't write, yeah. What else do you do? Take action. Well, if you're not writing yourself off and you know that you have the ability to become successful at whatever you want to do, even if you've been doing this one job and you've been stuck in this routine for 20 years, it doesn't matter. You can change today. Do you know what I'm saying? You can change right. So, given that, you're saying to yourself, well, I'm going to step out of this routine. You're changing the thought process. You're changing the perception. Here we go. For example, number one David over here. Oh, I'm just going to settle. I'm going to stay here. Another David over here. I'm going to take action. I'm going to use what I have now. But I'm also going to look on doing something else that I like. Getting a better job. Getting, you know, spending more time with my family. Or spending more time with my guitar. Or spending more time with, you know, my paintbrush, whatever it is. It's about taking initiative. And it's about being standing up for yourself, being passionate about following your passions. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is so important. And it's time, if there is that one you that settles, if it is that you that says, well, I'm just doing this every day and this works and this is okay and blah blah blah, you know, we'll see what happens in the future. Know that you can change. When I ask, when I'll be talking to someone and, you know, I'll ask them, like, why did you do that? If I don't find reason behind it, do you know what I'm saying? If I don't find reason, that doesn't mean that, like, oh, I'm right and they're wrong. I'm just saying that it's different perception, different vibration. Do you know what I'm saying? I'll say, you know what, why did you do that? And they'll say, oh, well, I don't know. It's just who I am. Right? Well, I'll say, so you're defining yourself by that. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's not like I get on their case about it, but I really dislike when people say, well, that's just who I am. Well, so you're going to try to change me? You want to change me? No, I don't want to change you. Like, you know, you have the power to change yourself. When you say that's just who I am, you're putting a concrete, solidified definition of who you are. Well, that's just who I am. So you're telling me that you can't change? Well, so if you are looking at a situation and you're saying, well, I'm just stuck in this situation and that's just the way it is, and I go to my job, that's just what I do. That's just my job and that's just who I am. Me follow my passions? You think I could be supported? That's not me. Who I am is, so that's just who I am. I just get up and I just...
And that's okay.
And that's okay. No, I get it. Right. That is absolutely... Sorry, Doc. I didn't mean to cut you off. That is absolutely okay. But my question is that the most exciting thing for the individual?
Obviously not.
Of course,
if they have passions and they're not happy, but
right.
Some people can't break the chain.
And that's why we're having the show. So we can show people, so we can be like, listen, like, I know it's difficult to break the change, and it's okay. We're not saying you have to do anything. We're leading you to the door and saying walk through if you want, or do what you've been doing. It's the only person that's going to be affected is you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just feel passionate. I'm sorry. I know that I feel passionate because I know that there's such a huge amount of people out there that have the ability to become these just to become who they've always wanted to become. And it is okay, once again, as I've said, as Doc has said, it is okay to be whoever and express whatever you want to do as long as you don't hurt anybody else. If you want the bigger...
Or yourself,
of course. If you want the bigger pool, you want the bigger car, that's great. That's an expression. Good for you. If you want to self-loathe and you want to be depressed, that's fine. That's good. That's an expression. That's what your soul needs to experience. That's what you've made an agreement to experience. But what I'm saying, once again, is you have the opportunity to change. That's it.
Right.
You can do whatever you want, be whoever you want, know that you have the opportunity to be whoever you want to be.
Right. I agree.
And follow your dreams. Everybody has the right. Everybody has the right to follow their dreams. I was talking with a brother of mine. You guys know Skaya, if you listen to the Vibration Station, you guys all know one of my co-hosts, Skaya. Well,
yeah, he's a great guy.
Skaya is
I've listened to him before. He really is.
Amazing individual, very very down to earth, very enlightened. Just an awesome person. Well, I was hanging out with Skaya a few days ago, and I was talking to him, and what he said something super, super fundamental to me, and maybe it'll resonate with you guys too. But he said, he goes, people forget their mission, right? He goes, we all forget our mission.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, our society, our government, do you know what I'm saying, has conditioned us, has set up a world for us to where we think, it's an illusion that our mission is to make money and have a family and keep the human race going on. That's it.
Well, I think it is part of the human civilization, though. That's how we create a civilization, is to work and...
Well, Doc,
have families and love each other, and
of course. But what I say is, there is indeed an illusion that it is our mission to make as much money as we can. It is indeed an illusion that it is our mission to be the biggest and the baddest and the best. What I'm saying is. True mission. Listen, people. Our true mission is to be who you want to be. That is a true mission. You want to talk about a real mission? Making money, filling up your bank account, serving, your wants, needs, and desires. That's great. That's awesome. That's cool. Do that. Right? But is that real? Is that a real mission? Is that real? Like, what you wake up and you're like my goal in life is to be the richest man. Like, what? What about...
That's
what?
Okay, though.
No, it's okay. I get that it's okay.
Someone can do whatever they want to
yes,
do.
Yes, they can.
I understand what you're saying on a shallow level. I understand your point that some people, all they want to do is make money because that to them represents power and it fulfills them.
No, that's what I'm saying, but that's not, I'm saying that we're being conditioned to think a certain way.
Well,
I'm saying that our entire society is conditioned to think that our mission is to make money. When in actuality, if you think about it, what if our entire society's mission, what if our entire society was conscious of, instead of your mission is to wake up and make as much money as you can and work and blah, blah, blah. Your mission is to wake up and spread as much positivity and light throughout the universe that you possibly can today. And your mission, instead of going and working a 9-to-5 behind a desk, take those 8 hours, those 9 hours that you're going to be working and do something that, like, don't answer phones. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if... The mission was changed. What if for that 8 hours of the day, your mission is not to sit behind a desk and make money, but your mission is to go out into the world and talk to people and influence people. And that's what you get paid for, whatever in that kind of society, whatever a form of currency would be. But that's your mission. Who are you? And who is everybody else? And how can we all work together as a collective to make this planet 1,000,000,000,000 times better than it was operating now. Do you know what I'm saying? That's a true mission. When we get up and work a 9-to-5, we're not getting closer to anything. We are not accelerating closer to a goal as a collective. It is repetitive. Bam, 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 bam. But again, every day, every day, every day. Oh my God, you have kids? What are they going to do? Every day, every day, every day, every day. Oh, they have kids? What are they going to do? Every day, every day. We get nowhere because of the mission statement that is put in our heads, in our societies. The mission is to stay happy. The mission is to be happy and love and love and love and excitement. Sorry.
Right.
The mic is all yours, Doc.
No, I have nothing to say. I mean, I think anyone gets to do whatever they want to do. Working 9-to-5 makes them happy. For me, as a psychologist, I work with people who are not happy and not feeling well.
Right.
I'm not going to judge their job, their lifestyle, unless they're really unhappy. Then we have to explore what in their lives are causing them sadness. And when we define that, we find ways to take their burdens off and help them consider other alternatives that they can do. I always suggest that people volunteer, as you were just mentioning.
Yes.
Find something to do to give to society.
Yes.
If you like children, volunteer to teach children how to read. If you like animals, volunteer in an animal shelter. You know, there's so many. If you care for the elderly, volunteer in a senior center.
Right.
Help the world. Help your community.
Yes.
You know, if you are a struggling actor, if you're a struggling, you know, I hate the word struggling because it's a negative connotation. If you are a creative person but you'd like to be further along, go volunteer.
Right.
In a community theater.
Yeah.
If you're an actor. If you would like to do music, volunteer to help a group.
Right.
You know, be an intern. Learn how to, you know,
totally.
Learn how to play music. Go to, you know, one of those teaching studios and try to be a volunteer if you can't afford lessons in the class. You know, there's just so many things that we can do to give to others, you know, that makes us feel better about ourselves as well.
Yeah. There really is, Doc. That's
so
beautiful.
It's about giving to others, and it's about kind of changing up and figuring out what makes us sad. It all begins within the individual.
Right, it does.
And if making millions of dollars a year is going to make someone happy, then I would suggest that they go for it.
Yeah, of course, I agree.
Whatever their consciousness is.
Whatever it is.
If they refuse to work and they hate the 9-to-5 and they want to be creative, I support that.
I love it.
But
yeah, go for it.
We need to structure what they need in order to support themselves, what resources can they get to help them, what can they give to others. You know, there's so many aspects of our lives that we can look at to help ourselves in a positive direction.
Right.
It all comes down to the individual and what makes us happy.
It absolutely
does. And there's things we all have to do. We all have to work. I mean, we don't have to. We can live off the government, I guess, and, you know, kind of roll around and, you know, survive. But the optimal thing is functioning. We all want to do something where we can support ourselves a little bit. We don't have to be opulent. But, you know, being happy and lowering our stress, that's what it's about.
Absolutely, Doc. I really couldn't agree more. Oh, I want to say to close that was beautiful.
Thank
I would say closing statement to that is count your blessings as well.
Mm. Oh yeah.
In the things and times of your life where you sit back and you, as we're talking about, go, oh bummer, I need more of this, more of that, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Don't count what you don't have. Count what you have, because when you count what you have, you will only obtain more of it. And when you count what you don't have, you will only obtain more of what you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on what you have and focus on what you're blessed with. And the universe will absolutely... Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, that was right. The universe will absolutely follow. Absolutely. There is not a doubt. There is not a doubt in my mind.
I agree.
Doc, thank you so much for coming on the show. You are such an amazing, amazing person.
My pleasure.
We love you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Doc. You're the best. Make sure to check out Dr. Michelle every Friday at 11 on LATalkRadio.com. We love her. Just know that we are constantly sending you guys love, light, joy, happiness, and laughter. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station. Make sure to check out Paula. Do not get left in the dust. Coming up next, we love you guys. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Bye-bye.
And all the selfish things you put me through. Well, who am I to judge? I made some stupid choices too. Regardless, I'm just living it up. I'm blind to the negativity. Floating in the golden lotus, that's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your words. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now, I'm in another days. I'm conditionally missing y'all in all the silly games like when we used to play and see how fast we could smoke out of roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes. We got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine.